All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Well, today is special. We have broken the 100-day threshold for the kickoff to college football season, 99 days. And with that, Sully wanted to treat us with one of his lists. Sully, it's all yours. Much better. Now we're cooking.
All right, 100 things.
My God. Go.
100 days out. Counting down the 100 things you need to get ready for college football from CBS Sports. How about some storylines first? Mike, how do you think this one's going to play out in terms of the media buzz, all the attention? Urban Meyer's lingering shadow at Ohio State and at USC.
Yeah.
Do you expect that to be a huge story?
I do, but I think it's on a national level that whatever power program, the minute they lose their second game, and it's October, that's where Urban Meyer's name gets linked to it. That's where Urban Meyer there will be a specter. And I don't know who the program is. You know, is it LSU with Coach O? Is it Brian Kelly taking a step back? I don't know. But yes, Urban returning to the game and the pressure it's going to put on whatever coaches drop that second game and eliminate themselves from the biggest prize, major storyline. He's coaching again. You agree, right?
Yeah, and I think it will be USC. He's definitely coaching again.
Oh, my.
Second storyline. How do you think it's going to play out with Jalen Hurts and Lincoln Riley? Obviously, everyone talks about, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield. Jalen Hurts is the next Heisman Trophy winner. Do you think he's going to have
no shot?
A really good year, great year? What are you thinking?
No, I don't, because I don't think he's very good at all. Second of all, Oklahoma lost their offensive line. Now, look, Jalen Hurts to me has never been a good quarterback. If you can insulate him enough, he could be passable. If for people who think it's going to go Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, I don't see it. I don't think this kid is anywhere in those two's stratosphere.
Yes!
The hell was that?
Jamie.
Yes!
Pumped up.
Okay.
Alabama's response after a big loss. Do you think Alabama skips a beat this year?
No.
Will they be back in the national title game again?
Probably. The only thing more dangerous than Alabama is motivated Alabama. Yeah, Mike. I don't even need more words to say it. Yes.
Well, let's go on to one more then. Year two coaches, specifically. Dan Mullen already has Florida in a position to challenge Georgia for the SEC East. And Scott Frost led Nebraska to a strong 4-2 finish to finish the year. After starting 0-6.
Major steps forward for both.
What do you expect for both of them?
I expect one of them to win their division.
Okay.
How about that?
Bitterly disappointed.
You won't.
Yeah, we should throw a Harbaugh question in there. But five bold predictions. Let's see what you think about these. First and foremost, no Power 5 team will go undefeated in the regular season.
Disagree.
Is it crazy, though?
To what?
Is that a crazy thing to say?
Yes. Somebody will go undefeated.
Auburn will win 10 games.
Disagree.
You want any of the reasoning at all?
Nah, I disagree.
All right, the Pac-12.
I mean, you got to show me a quarterback.
Yeah.
And they play in the SEC West. The only team I would say, they'll win 10 games in the SEC West without thinking about it is Alabama.
Well, here's one of the things with it. It's an odd-numbered year, so the Tigers will get both Alabama and Georgia at home in November.
Great. That's good. Good for you. Now,
the Pac-12
stinks.
Will make the college football playoff.
Disagree. I think the Big Ten's a shoe-in because they've been shut out for three straight years with the conference champion. The Pac-12 stinks. I've had enough of the Pac-12. I don't want to hear from them again.
They just can't seem to get it right over the years. Rondell Moore probably won't win the Heisman Trophy, but he should have a case to.
Oh, he'll have a case. He's the best player in college football. most explosive player, one of the most explosive players I've seen since Randy Moss at Marshall. He's unbelievable. Reggie Bush at USC. Rondell Moore at Purdue. He's fabulous.
Yep.
He absolutely starts the year for me 1-1A with Tua for the Heisman. He's fabulous.
How many college football teams, realistically, do you think are in contention for the national title this year?
Four.
Bean?
Clemson, Bama. Can't say Oklahoma. Who else? Oh God, who was the third team I had? Ohio State could be there if Fields is anything close to what people think he is. God, who was the other team, though? I had someone in mind. I'll say four, though, Mike. I just think it drops off heavily right now.
It's funny because you usually see those articles, you know, the 10 or 12 teams that have a chance.
I don't buy it. I think 10 or 12 got a chance to make it. I don't think 10 or 12 got a chance to beat Bama.
Were you thinking of Oklahoma or
no? LSU? No, because Jalen Hurts, I don't buy it.
All right, here's a hardball one.
Oh, great.
I don't know if this is bold, but we'll see. Jim Harbaugh will get his first win against Ohio State this season.
No, thanks. I'll let you bet on that. I'll believe it when I see it.
Even with no Urban Meyer, not going to get it done.
Doesn't matter to me. It just doesn't. I think there's a talent difference there that is just massive. And until or unless I see Michigan with a quarterback that I care about or a running game I need to respect, or a defense that'll play up in a big game, why would I sit here and go, oh, yeah, it'll finally get it done? Nah, I'll pass.
Trevor Lawrence
is God.
Well, then let me have you weigh in on this bold take then. Trevor Lawrence will have a season where he's nowhere near Heisman level, but still productive.
No, I disagree with that. I think this kid is truly, truly special. I think if he came out right now, he'd be the number one pick in the NFL draft. I can't predict him to take some step backward. It doesn't even make sense. Plus, they got that freshman wide receiver who came in with him, who's a superstar. Name escapes me, but this kid is going to be an absolute superstar. Nah, I disagree with that, Mike.
P.J. Fleck will win 10 games at Minnesota this year.
Wow. I can't go to 10. I think if he doesn't take a major step forward, there should be major questions asked. I'd like to believe they could win 8 or 9, but 10... That's tough. I'll say no to that.
And last but not least, let's finish with a question.
Will MSU score a touchdown? No.
No, there isn't really much about MSU in here, to be honest.
You know what? There shouldn't be.
But there is one that we'll finish with about Ohio State. Ohio State will make the college football playoff this season with a new head coach.
Sure, why the hell not? If Fields is anything close to what he's supposed to be, why would I say no to that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.